Well, we're going to talk today about how we are to live as Christians. In other words, our lifestyle, what it should be like as a Christian. And we're going to use the NLT, and we're going to start at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 14 to start out with. And this is the our lifestyle portion of this in Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 14. I want to read here. It says, follow God's example in everything you do. Well, first of all, that's pretty good advice, isn't it?
Amen.
Just right there, it says, follow God's example in everything you do. Well, now, we look at Jesus and see how he done things. If we were to walk just exactly like Jesus did, this is what this is telling us to do. This is the goal for you and me as Christians. I get I don't get depressed at all because I know the King. But maybe I get excited, I guess, about some people that tell me they got saved and they go to church for a little while and then they quit going to church. And I think, you know, those people never met my King. There's something really wrong. You know, the King, he was in church. He was church. And he told us we're to live exactly like he did. And I get tickled, I guess I should say. And I really think, Lord, what can I do to convince these people that grace is something you give us when we come out of the world? When we're lost and in the world and living in the world and we're sinners. I mean, we've lived in every kind of sin. Some of you have been worse than others, but all of us are wicked sinners. And God calls you, and he gives you grace to forgive everything that you've done. But it's like when we walk into that grace, we think now that we can just keep living like we used to live. And that's not at all what grace is for. Grace was to give you the freedom to come to Christ out of your wickedness. But when you get saved and become a child of God, this is the example. You're supposed to follow God's example in everything you do. I mean, how Jesus lived, that's the way you're supposed to live. So he's got some very good things here about our lifestyle. It says, first of all, you're to follow everything he did because you are his dear children. We're no longer children of the darkness. We're now children of the light. He says, live a life filled with love for others. Is that the way we're supposed to live as Christians? Live a life filled with love. Obviously, some of us forget that real regular. You know, and I looked over to see Shelly smiling there, and she told Cheryl something this last week that touched my heart, I mean, to the bottom. And she's such a lovely lady, and she loves God. Her and her husband both do. But she told Cheryl something about herself that I didn't know. And she comes out and spends, now think about this, she comes out in the evening and stay all night long till 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning wrapping Christmas presents. Now you think there's something wrong with this woman. You know, well, there is something wrong with this woman. She's possessed by Jesus. See, the thing about what makes her like that, because when she was a little, I believe she told Cheryl, a 7-year-old girl, things happened in their family where Daddy was not able to be there. And since he was not there, they have a very poor Christmas. No daddy, no money, no food. Hey, this ain't going to be a very good Christmas. And then Christmas Day, a stranger walks in with food and presents for their family. She said that showed her there was somebody out there in the world that loved her. And so that's why she comes out and wraps presents for those little children, because she wants to give back what God gave her when she was a 7-year-old girl. Now see, nobody but her knows how God touched her heart that day. But there was somebody living this lifestyle that we're talking about here. Now she's returning that to the kingdom of God. So somebody would say, good grief, you know, what's wrong with that woman? She comes out in the afternoon and works all night long. Well, I'm telling you, she's possessed with the Holy Ghost. That's what she's possessed with. And that's the way every one of us should be. You know, she's showing her love. It says, live a life filled with love for others. Is that what the Scripture says?
Amen.
Sure, that's the way we're supposed to live. Following the example of Christ. You know, every time you start to do something, this should be the question before you do it. What would Jesus do here?
That's right.
The Word of God says, I'm to follow His example. So I think, okay, how should I respond here? Should I walk in love? What should I do? Well, He tells us what to do. He loved you and gave Himself as a sacrifice to take away your sins. And God was pleased. God was pleased because that sacrifice was like a sweet perfume to Him. Now then, if we live a lifestyle like Jesus lived, what do you think we'll smell like to God? We'll be a sweet perfume to the King. Now, unfortunately, some of us must not smell too good every once in a while. Some of us forget we're Christians and we go back into the world. And we raise this beast from the dead. And when we do, when you raise this thing from the dead, it really does stink. You know that? Well, unfortunately, some of us do that every once in a while. Now, we shouldn't live like that, but we do. Now then, let's go to the next couple of verses here. Let there, and there he's telling us some things among us there should never be. Now, the church obviously is not listening to God very well. Because I hear people all the time telling me that, you know, I know this girl or this boy. And in fact, I had some tell me about some yesterday at the healing school. She says she's a Christian, but she's living with her boyfriend out of wedlock, even had a child out of wedlock. Well, what does God think about that? In verse 3 says, let there be only a little sexual immorality. How much did he say?
No.
Let there be no sexual immorality. Now then, we need to teach that to all of our people within the church, young and old, right? We need to be very bold as we teach people about this. If somebody is walking out of step with God, you know, if they're not obeying the Word of God and they're living in sexual immorality, don't say, that's not my problem. If you're a child of God, it is your problem because you are your brother's keeper, whether you like it or not. Now, you are to go and confront them if they're doing any of these things. Now, there's other things in this list here. Let there be zero or no sexual immorality, no impurity, or no greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. So here is a list of things that God says there should be none of these things among us. Is that what He's saying?
Yes.
So we need to obey Him, don't you think? Then here's something that we really miss. In fact, I had a man the other day walk up to me and he asked me what I did. And I said, well, I'm a pastor of a church and an evangelist. I go and speak to him. He said, oh, let me tell you a preacher joke. And so he started telling me a preacher joke and he got started. And I said, hold it, stop. He said, what's wrong? I said, I won't listen to that. You know, I said, that fits what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5. I'm not to have nothing to do with these kind of stories. So I said, I don't want it. I don't want to hear it. And I said, if you're a Christian, I suggest you take that out of your vocabulary. He had never been fronted. He expected me to laugh about this. I told him. Right here in verse 4, he says, obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse joking, these are not for you. So how much joking and coursing and obscene stories are we supposed to tell as Christians? None. We're supposed to take that out of our vocabulary. This is the standard of living that's supposed to be up front for those of us that are children of the King. These are not for you. In other words, not at all. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You know, we should, when you walk in somewhere, you say, praise the Lord. Is there anybody here who can praise Jesus? I mean, we ought to be giving glory and honor to God everywhere we go. Praise the King. You know, that's what we ought to be saying. You know, that's the normal things that comes out of our voice, out of our mouth. I don't care where you're at, where you're buying something. Just like this morning, yesterday, somebody broke one of the handles on one of the potties up there. And when I went by it last night, I saw a sign that said out of order. So I run in there to see what was wrong and saw that one of the handles had been broken somehow on one of the potties. So this morning, I thought, wow, I don't know if Home Depot's open on Sunday, but I don't have one of them. And I'd like to have one before church starts, especially if I have another day like we had last Sunday with 225 people. So I ran up to Home Depot, and sure enough, they were open, and I ran in and got some of those. And whenever I bought the stuff, I asked a guy, I said, do you know where these are located? And he said, oh, yeah. And I said, well, praise the Lord. He looked at me kind of funny, and I said, praise the Lord. So I went down there and got my stuff and went to check out. And I said, praise the Lord. Of course, the little girl there, she said, praise the Lord. You know, she knows me. She knows what I'm going to say. But I'm not to be telling, you know, one guy will pull up to her and talk to her and say, let me tell you a little joke. You know, and they're obscene. Hey, that's not, you know, if you're a Christian and somebody starts to tell you an obscene story, what are you to tell them? Hey, I'm a child of God. I don't want that junk in my mind. You know, are you a Christian? No, well, that's okay. Then you go tell that to somebody else. But I'm a Christian. I don't want that junk in my heart. And we need to start standing our ground for the Word of God and living like the King says. But obscene stories, foolish talking, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. Now then, verse 5 and 6. You can be sure. Now, this is really scary. You can be sure that no immoral, in other words, somebody that's committing sexual immorality, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. So what does that mean? What if you're confessing to be a born-again Christian, and what if you're living in these impure places, in greed or in sexual immorality, and let's say you die in that sin? Oh, I'm covered by grace. I have freedom to do what I want to do. I can sin all I want to. Now, let me tell you, that lie has been in the church way too long. That's not what this book says. This book says the standard of living or the lifestyle of the Christian is to be like Christ, not like the world. In fact, if you're living like the world, the Scripture says here that if you are that immoral person, you are that impure person, you are that greedy person, he said you will not inherit the kingdom of Christ. None of you will inherit the kingdom of Christ that lives like that. So what happens if you die in that sin of sexual immorality? Oh, I'm okay. When I die, I'm going to get to go to heaven. Isn't it going to be scary when those people have been lied to according to the Scripture and they take their last breath and they die early because of their sin? I know of a little girl right here in the area that I live right here that many years ago when she was 16 moved in with a young boy.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.